The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We are going through the blessed early days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Just yesterday we commemorated the wafat of our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Keeping that in mind, I wanted to share with you an important hadith from the Imam about some of the principles of a good life in this dunya and akhirah. This is a narration which is from Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, where he talks about this hadith from the fifth Imam, where he says, Al-Kamal, Kullu Al-Kamal. There is another version of this narrated by Sheikh Tusi, where the sequence of the message is different. But in the preamble, instead of saying Al-Kamal, Kullu Al-Kamal, the words are min alamatil mu'min. And so we can just combine both of them, where the Imam is talking about what does it mean when we talk about perfection in life. Or you can say that what are the signs of a true mu'min? A true mu'min is somebody who should be striving for perfection in his life. Three things that the Imam mentions. Number one, at-tafaqquh fi al-deen. You know, to study the religion. And this is, of course, essential for us in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. Number two, he says, was-sabr ala al-na'iba. You should inculcate in yourself that power which is known as patience and sabr. So that when you face difficulties and challenges in life, and calamities, you are able to deal with it. And number three, this might seem something very worldly issue, he says, وَتَقْدِيرُ الْمَعِيشَةِ. In other version, the words are slightly different, حُسْلُ التَّقْدِيرُ فِي الْمَعِيشَةِ, which means good management of your livelihood. You should be a good manager of whatever blessings and the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And so when we look at the issue of knowledge, of course, this is very important. You know, because Islam is a religion which covers every aspect of life. It does not only talk about spirituality. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a statement where he says, Al-Fiqh thumma matjar, talking about traders and business people. He says, go and learn fiqh first before you go to your trading post, because you should know what is halal and what is haram. Patience also is something, unfortunately, you know, in our culture we think patience means hopelessness, weakness. Whereas if you study this concept in Quran, this is considered to be a power. It is the strength that when you face challenges, you know how to deal with that. And so sabr is not actually a weak, you know, weakness, it is actually the strength. And therefore you will see in some of the ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes the moral and ethical values, sabr is always there. Even in this ayat, surah that we recite at the end of this first khutbah, Wal Asr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, human beings are in loss unless they have four things: Iman, Amal Salih, good deeds, and then what? That they are able to encourage one another to stand on haqq, and then those who can exercise sabr. So sabr is always, you know, selected as a very high, you know, level quality as far as akhlaq is concerned. And of course, then the Imam talks about taqdeer al-ma'isha, to manage your own livelihood. What does it mean? What is taqdeer and managing your livelihood in a right way is concerned? It means basically to adapt what we call a balanced way of dealing with it. Moderation. Islam is sirata mustaqim, stays away from the extremes. It is there always in the middle. Even when it comes to our ma'ash, our livelihood, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, we have to stay away from the extremes. On one hand, you have bukhl, niggardliness, you know, stinginess. There are people who actually have money, but they are not only bakhil for others, they are even bakhil for themselves. Why? Because they fear, if I use it now, what will happen to me in the future? And time comes, they die, and their wealth is there to be used by their own children. Hopefully the children will use it in a good way and earn thawab for it. Whereas this fellow didn't get anything in the dunya, neither in the akhirah. And so that is one extreme of niggardliness, stinginess. And the other extreme is what is known as israf and tabzir. Extravagance or being wasteful of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. And so you have to stay there in the middle path, away from these extremes, and that is the meaning of taqdeer al-ma'isha, as Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam has said. Between the two, israf and tabzir, extravagance and being wasteful is worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 17, ayah 26-27 compares that to the people who are brethren, ikhwanu shayateen. They are brothers of the shaitans. You know, the Imam is talking about the issue of taqdeer al-ma'isha, you know, to basically have a good management, or husn taqdeer fil ma'isha, and this is how they are spending the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them. So you have to stay away from you know, bukhl, as well as from israf and tadweer. And this is where we'll be able to find the right way. You would be able to, you know, have a good life in this dunya and for your family, provided you also fulfill the duties that you have, the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed on your livelihood and your wealth. This is where you will build your dunya as well as your akhirah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.